Welcome back to today's Lely Radio Sports Page. It's Schaefer Landit here on this segment of Where Are They Now? And I'm here today with former Norwalk track athlete and Central College track athlete, Brian Hart, who has now taken a position assistant coach on the boys track and field team where he used to run. And so Brian, we'll go ahead and get into things and first talk about kind of what I thought was the last time we really heard mostly about you was probably back to your Norwalk days. So we might have missed out a little bit on your collegiate career. So can you kind of catch us up and kind of give us the 4-year summary of how you did at Central College running? You and I had the privilege of being roommates, but kind of tell us a little bit about your athletic experience at Central College.
Yeah, absolutely. So my time at Central College was fantastic. As an athlete, I was coming off of a pretty severe injury from high school, and I kind of fought that throughout my college years. So a lot of what I learned from college athletics was like how to overcome adversity and how to deal with disappointment and not let it affect my drive, my athletic drive, my drive to succeed. And I think I did a pretty good job of that at college. I never quite got where I wanted to performance-wise, but I learned a lot of valuable lessons, so a lot of which are going to be carrying over to coaching. So as I was laid up with injury in college, I spent a lot of time helping my teammates and giving them advice and coaching them and encouraging them to do the best that they can do. And I kind of realized that that's kind of where my true love for the sport had transitioned to. Like, I'd been running for 10 years at the end of my college career, and I was ready to give back to the sport, but my body wasn't quite able to continue doing so as an athlete. So yeah, now I'm coaching. I ran some good races. I had a lot of really good teammates at Central, some of which have been on this radio station before, I believe. And Central is a fantastic track program. If anyone wants to know more about it, contact Coach Sturman. He does a fantastic job there. So I had a great time at Central, and I had a great time at Norwalk as well, which is why I'm back. Coach Ram and I had been in contact while I was at Central as an athlete. I kind of batted around the idea of being a coach. And then I realized that that's really what I wanted to do. It's my first year, so knock on wood. But I realized that I get a lot of enjoyment out of helping athletes reach their potential and encouraging them and just doing everything I can to make their track experience a good one, because I had a lot of really good coaches who made my track experience a good one. So I'd like to be like them.
And let's stick with the college experience just a little bit. We kind of heard about your athletic career. Talk a little bit about your academic career. I know that kind of also kind of plays a role with what you're doing now as well. So tell me a little bit about what you studied and kind of participated in at college and how that kind of transitioned you here.
Yeah, absolutely. So I studied kinesiology or exercise science at Central College. That led me to a career in personal training, which I am happy to do and correlates nicely with the athletics that I'm doing. While doing so, I also took some fun classes. There was an intro to fishing class at Central, which I recommend everyone takes if they still offer it there. I also took part in Alma with you, Schaefer. We performed quite a bit in there. I played saxophone. And that just naturally led into continuing to play the saxophone in college and perform. And I had great fun doing that. As Schaefer mentioned, we were also roommates for our first year of college. Which was fun. It was nice to be there with someone that I was familiar with and friends with, of course. And then just continuing to pursue my educational career.
For sure. You mentioned earlier, I've had a couple of Norwalk and Central athletes since I started in August on the sports page. And there's you and I are both part of it. Jack Brown, Grant Miller, other names that I've had on the Norwalk to Central pipeline. And you ran with a couple other guys too as well. So can you kind of tell us about maybe some athletes that the listeners will be familiar with that you got to compete with in college?
Yes, absolutely. So Grant Miller and I know each other very well. We lived together my junior year, his sophomore year in a big track pod. Great guy, good teammate. He's had quite a lot of success at Central also. Also dealt with some injuries, so I respect his drive and tenacity to fight back from those. Jack Brown, just if anyone isn't aware of this, just won the national championship in the mile in Division III. He worked so hard for that, and he deserves all of the praise that he gets. He's a fantastic guy. There were a few others. Cale Brandau was there for a little bit, played football and ran some track. Yeah, the Central to Norwalk pipeline is very strong. I think it makes a lot of sense if you look at the mentality of both the track program, especially, which is what I'm familiar with. Like, It's about the drive and getting better and improving and hard work, but it's also about enjoying your time there and having good teammates and team culture. Yeah, and I think that Central College is a natural progression from Norwalk for that. And they're relatively close by. I know, like, the Norwalk-Pella rivalry, like, that was a thing that I had to deal with my freshman year. But you honestly don't think about it much when you're at Central. It's a pretty fantastic place, and I recommend anyone go there that wants to.
Again, you're hearing from former Norwalk and Central College track athlete Brian Hart on today's Lely Radio Sports page, upcoming assistant coach in the Norwalk program on a Where Are They Now segment. And let's kind of move on. You and I were both a part of this captains group that Coach Rampton kind of started for the Norwalk track program. His first year as a head coach was our sophomore year. Can you kind of talk about that and then also your college leadership experience, 2025 team co-captain, 2025 Spirit Award, four varsity letters. You were on a ton of important conference relays. But that leadership aspect, which I know you had in both high school and college, and now coming back to your alma mater here, your high school alma mater, Norwalk, how has that transitioned you and then kind of gotten you ready for this leadership role that you've just assumed?
Yeah, absolutely. So I really loved that Rantham added the leadership group. I was very happy to be a part of that. I felt honored that he thought I had what it took to do that. It's not just about you. I think that's the biggest thing that I've learned from all of my years in leadership is you can be happy about your own progress and drive for your own success, and you absolutely should, but a lot of it is about being there for other people and being a leader by example and showing what you should be doing. And Norwalk leadership was just the start of that. As you mentioned, I was a leader at Central as well. I don't think I would have been if I hadn't been in the leadership group at Norwalk. I think that really sparked my drive for helping teammates and setting an example. And at Central, I continued to do that. And now I'm happy to continue doing that as a coach.
So tell me a little bit about the transition now from college to back to high school in a way.
Yeah.
Both with, you know, kind of how you're with your job and then also getting ready to assume this coaching role. What are some of the, again, not too far into the season, but what has that transition been like so far?
The fun thing to me about high school is that there's just so many kids. Like at college, the team, we had a fairly big team when I was there at Central by college standards. But in general, the college experience is much more serious and focused, and it's a much smaller group. You work out with a few people, like maybe up to 10 if you're lucky. At Norwalk, we have a giant team. And I know this team is a little bit smaller than it has been in the past, but just transitioning from a team of like 50 or 60 to a team of like 100 it's really fun. The kids all, they interact together. They build these bonds and friendships that continue past college. And it's just been so much fun to be a part of that. And I can't wait to do it during meets and stuff because I know how hectic and chaotic high school meets are. And I can't wait to experience that again.
Sometimes in these segments, I ask the athlete to look back on their respective career, which for you would be your track career, but I guess it's safe to say that it's not over. Your track career is still continuing. So I'd like to transition and ask you kind of as one final question here, what your goals for this season and for this position, which you hopefully want to assume for more than just this season. What are kind of your goals for going into this new role and how you can kind of transition?
Yeah, my primary goals are to help every one of our athletes achieve their best. And I know that sounds very like basic and cliche, but there are a lot of athletes, as I mentioned. And if we don't have very many coaches or the coaches can't get to everybody, which is really common in high school, I think the Norwalk coaching staff does a great job of that. But having me on staff will help give attention to some of the kids that don't always get it. And I just wanna have every one of the kids PR. I wanna have every one of the kids have a good experience. And I don't want them to have track be something that they're worried about. Like, yes, you should focus. You should be, I mean, nervous for races, absolutely. But track should be a fun experience. It should teach you some life lessons, hopefully. You can build some important bonds from track. I certainly have. And I just really want all of our athletes to PR and have an excellent experience at Norwalk.
All right. Well, Brian, I think we'll definitely be in touch this season as it goes on and I cover the team and you'll be around as well. So thank you very much for your time. And that is Brian Hart, new assistant coach of the Norwalk boys track team and former Central and Norwalk athlete on today's Lely Radio Sports page.